since 2008. In the book here, May 14th, Vicki Rogers at the Sheriff's Department sent us a letter that says they've received our request for all incident reports at 725 Skyline Road from a period of May 1, 2008 to the present. I'm unable to locate any reports for that address. So, you know, concerns and claims that there's people that are rowdy there or noise violations. Again, you think if those were issues, we'd be hearing from those neighbors right behind them, and they've filed their supports, and they have no objections to that. So again, I think it's arbitrary to deny my clients a permit in this situation, and the issue about the road being there, you know, that's, this road was just an easement for years. The Penrods bought the road at a collector sale. I think a church may have owned it for a while, and didn't pay taxes on it because they didn't need it anymore. And so in 2016, the county took it over, sold it at a collector's sale and a tax sale, and they purchased the property in 2016. But they have other access to their road. If you look along Black Oak Drive down there along the south, the Penrod's house is there at the very bottom of Skyline Road. Black Oak Drive is a platted subdivision. That road, it kind of stops before it gets to Penrod's house, the actual asphalt part of it. But that's their access to this, to their property. They've chosen to buy this other road access for whatever reason, but they have a public road that can and should go all the way to their property, and I understand that they've installed some kind of a concrete barrier so people don't do that from Black Oak Drive. But this is a platted subdivision, and that road's a public road, and there is access there. So I mean, because they choose to go this other way up Skyline Road, I mean, that's not our concern, and there's no reason for them to object to this application, you know, when they live 1,000 feet away, and there's no valid concerns. We did put in our packet the statute in Missouri that says when someone buys property at a collector's sale, that they take that property subject to any valid easements, and that's section 140.722 in our revised statutes, and that's in the packet and part of our application, I think. Their purchase at the tax sale doesn't wipe out this easement. That easement will be there forever, and so that's our presentation on that, and we'd ask that you reverse that decision.
Thank you. Anna?
Good evening. My name is Anna Morrissey, and I represent the Penrods, and they do live at, Scott, if you could put the pointer where the Penrods
right
live
here.
Right there.
Yep.
At the end of Skyline Road. This is a private road that actually Mr. and Mrs. Penrod built in the 90s. They spent their own money to build this road. They did not own it until they purchased it on the tax sale several years ago. No one's denying that these folks have an easement to drive to their property. No one's saying that the easement doesn't exist to get to their residential home. My client's problem is that, well, several things, but first of all, this easement is for residential purposes, and they're applying for a special use permit, and that's why you all are here, is to make a decision as to whether there's a special use that should be made on this piece of property. And it is special because this is a residential area. These people have an expectation of privacy. That's why the Penrods moved out into what was the middle of nowhere before they built the subdivision up on Skyview Drive and Lone Pine Road. And the other homes that have been approved for nightly rental that are on Lone Pine that adjoin the subject property, they're all on county roads. Those are all wide roads. They have curbs. They're not like Skyline Road, that is the private road that is maintained by my clients. It is a one-lane road that, if you could look at the topography of that, it's very steep. Where Skyline Road meets the home that's in question, it's very high. It's at least 20 feet up. And so people do bring boats. They've brought motorhomes. They can't get them up that driveway. And they have parked boats and motorhomes in the middle of Skyline Road, and my clients can't get to their house. If there was an emergency, if someone had to get an ambulance back there or a fire truck, and someone happened to have brought their boat, they wouldn't be able to get it back there. So it's a danger, and my clients have to pay for the maintenance on the road. I know that these folks have said that they had put some maintenance into the road and presented some receipts previously, but it was not very much in comparison to what my clients have paid to maintain this road. There was no error of law when they denied this permit. It was simply a matter of judgment that this area should not have a nightly rental on it. And it presents an undue hardship to my clients to have to deal with the random people being on their street, on their private road. There's trash on the road. They have people coming up to their house all the time, trying to find the house because it's not on GPS because it's a private road. So people wander all the way down the road and show up at their house at all hours to try to find this location. They've continued to rent it since their permit was denied. And the other night there was a woman wandering around down the street, and she was from South Dakota that was from that from the rental. let's see.
Scott, how's she doing on time?
Ms. Penrod, I'm sorry, I was just reviewing my notes. Ms. Penrod,
close to the time.
Okay, Ms. Penrod has also called the sheriff on people that were at that house. So I don't know why they didn't show up in the records, but we feel that the permit was denied appropriately, and we ask that you affirm the decision below.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for the applicant or his representative? Have you guys driven on that road? I've driven on it a bunch. I've been to that duplex a bunch of times. I didn't even know that the road went past the duplex, because it is pretty skinny there. It's all gravel. Do you remember this one of planning and zoning?
I do.
Was it because of the road? Was that the issue?
Well, compatibility, which the road was taken into consideration.
Okay.
No, the question I was going to ask was, what was the reason? So it was compatibility and the road.
Overall, I can only speak for what I can remember on that, but that was definitely part of the discussion. It was the compatibility back into a private road, narrow gravel that led down to the other residents.
Page 1 of your staff report says that the planning commission denied the project due to access to homes on the private road.
Thank you.
Does the guidance code state anything about private roads? It's a public road with landowners?
No, they just have to have access. Okay. Access?
No.
And it doesn't say it has to be surfaced, unsurfaced, just that they have access to the property. And the main concern is access for safety, fire. Yeah, that's where the... with any project.
Yeah, we had some other pictures. I had to call your attention to all of them, but of the maintenance, the easement actually requires the clamps, originally the clambers and now my clients, to maintain it. It's a road maintenance agreement and easement, and so we had some pictures of some maintenance they've done and receipts they've prepared with that. But the other part of the packet was this subdivision plat. We couldn't copy the whole thing, but when Skyline Subdivision was developed, obviously there was a plat that was filed, and you'll see it on the assessor's map that Black Oak Drive goes all the way down there. So these, they keep complaining that, well, what if they get blocked and they can't get out? There's a public road that goes right up to their house. Because they choose not to access it, they can't come in here and complain. And these roads are all the same width. I mean, we've measured Skyview Drive, we've measured Lone Pine Road, we've measured Skyline Road. I mean, these are all the same width throughout there. And again, this is a 40-foot road easement, and that could be one of the requirements that is imposed, is that they make sure they maintain that adequate width. And
I know that is a 40-foot easement, but it drops off on one side and goes up on the other side, so the road is not very wide there.
Can we see that? Is this on the Taney County Beacon?
No, this is actually our pictometry. I can go to Beacon.
Can you go to the Beacon and look at the topography or the?
Or I can put topography. Yeah, contours?
The contour. Mm-hmm. Contour lines.
Let me zoom in a little bit to help it.
I know it's a fairly steep driveway to drive down to the duplex.
That's 1,200, and that's 50. So these are 10-foot increments.
Those are 10-foot lines?
10-foot lines, yes.
You can see it drops 30 foot from kind of one side of the road down to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, from this one to that one's 10 feet, foot. And that one's 10 here, yeah. That's... I can go back to the pictures of the road that I took one direction and the other, just if it helps any. Since that's what you're talking about. That's one direction. That's towards the Penrod's home,
mm-hmm.
and the applicant's home's on the left. And that's back towards the main road up at the...
You're saying that's a 40-foot?
Well, they said that's a 40-foot easement, but I just know from driving. I've been to that duplex many times. I didn't know the road went past the duplex, but the topology is pretty steep, and it's up above it on the road on one side, and it drops off on the other side. So in terms of having someone improve the road and make it wider, it would be very expensive to do.
If you could, yeah.
Sorry, can I say something?
Sure.
The two permits that was granted on Lone Pine in 2015 and 2017, it's the same size of a road because we measured it as the gravel road. The only difference is the other one is asphalted and this one is not. But they are the same kind of layout. It also has a drop on the right. It's just whole neighborhood is kind of like that. But we measured both of them, Lone Pine and Skyline, and they're the same exact size.
And there's Lone Pine with our contours on it.
Any other questions? You guys have anything you want? Any thoughts on it?
I just think if the guidance code states, and it doesn't say private or public road, it just states access.
Yeah.
And I mean, I understand what ethically we want to know if it's compatible, but it is accessible.
Okay.
And it appears to be by the pictures, Scott's pictures there, that it's. I mean, it's not. As far as topography goes, I know you're talking on one side or the other, but that's an access road. It appears to be okay to me.
So if the only objection was access, you're okay with the access, you're saying? Howard, do you have any opinions on any of it?
No, again, I'm pretty tough on nightly rentals just based on compatibility and the size of that lot and having nightly rentals above it. You know, on one side, and then the issue with the road on the other. But, I think that it looks like they're complying with everything that's required. They've added additional signage. They've done some repairs on the road.
Okay.
They're doing their part.
Okay, I can see it. David, you have any thoughts?
The understanding is that the applicant would maintain or improve the road. I mean, for anything that, as long as that's part of the requirement.
We've always done it for 7 years. We improve the road, we have all the receipts, and we have a person that does maintenance every couple months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's keeping it.
It's just throwing gravel down, it's filling the potholes.
And if they refuse.
It's not unenforceable. I mean, there's no agreement, unless you're going to impose a new law or do some sort of recorded document to make them maintain the road or have some sort of percentage.
Yeah.
That just isn't going to work.
Well, that's why we have an easement in a road maintenance agreement. That is the valid document.
Oh, residential
purpose. Hey, you guys stop. So, are you comfortable with what they're doing?
I am.
Do we have a motion to appeal the denial?
I didn't see the way it was written. I apologize. I gave it back to Scott, so...
You need to see this?
Yeah. Okay. All the other. I'm sorry.
Oh, the whole thing?
It's okay.
Oh, you want
it right here. Okay, got it.
Okay. I mean, I look at this one, and this one looked a whole lot cleaner than the one that was approved at Oakwood, which I had issues. This one looks pretty clean to me. It looks like they certainly had the buffering taken care of, and that the only issue is the access, which I do say the road is narrow.
it's narrow, but there's also the additional parking that goes up to the home.